Hello and welcome to the Manager Mojo podcast. Steve Caldwell here. Let's start by recognizing someone who's doing something good.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
Hey guys, I just got to share with you for my feel good idea today. I just got back from teaching a workshop, and it is so darn convenient whenever I can travel and carry my thermos coffee mug. I love this darn thing. It is so good because not only does it keep my coffee hot all day, it comes with a top that allows me to make sure that no spills occur whenever I put it in my bag. If you haven't tried it, please check it out. Thermos coffee mug, they have some amazing designs and I highly recommend them.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
Oh. Welcome everyone, Steve Caldwell here, and today I'm going to talk about one of my favorite peeves, and that would be the concept of teaching versus dictating. Now, why is this really a favorite topic of mine? Well, I happen to think from years of experience as well as observing managers that they really and truly don't know the difference between teaching and dictating. And so, especially young managers, they make so many mistakes that they don't have to make simply because they don't know the difference. And as a matter of fact, I think it's because people get confused about what really teaching really is. And so let's talk about this a little bit. And most people will say, well, I'm not a dictator, and they sincerely mean it. I mean, I've actually had some of the worst managers that I've ever seen in my entire life. They'll tell me, well, I'm not a dictator. I'm just a demanding boss. I know what needs to be done, and I want to get it done. And they're being very serious. They don't believe that they are a dictator. And so the real problem is that it starts with not understanding your job in the first place. So when we start talking about teaching, let's look at what a manager really is. The very first thing that I get from most managers when I start talking about you need to be more in a teaching mode is that, well, Steve, you don't know what you're talking about because I'm not a teacher, I'm a manager. There's a big difference. If I wanted to be a teacher, I'd go to school and I'd teach kids at school. I'm not a teacher. I am a manager. And so we have to start in with a discussion about what teaching really is. Well, to be a teacher means that you're actually exchanging ideas or principles that are taught by an authority figure. So teaching truly is not, okay, you got to be in front of a bunch of kids that don't know anything about anything and you teach them about your area of expertise. Teaching just simply means the person that's in a position of authority will share ideas and principles that, if followed, would result in a successful outcome. So what manager would not want to be in that particular mode? The reality is that it is really helpful if we will approach our job from a teaching perspective. And when we do take that teaching perspective, it just changes the dynamic of our team. You see, you got promoted because you had good ideas. You had principles. You followed really good, hardworking principles to get promoted to a leadership position. So you have a lot of things going in your favor. You're already an authority figure because of your past result. And the question really is, how did you do it? How did you get there? And is it possible for you to share what you know, what ideas you've had, what principles you followed with your team members in order for them to be a success? But most managers really don't think that way. What they get lost in the fact that now they've got to go to never-ending meetings, they got objectives to follow, their bosses seem like that they're never giving them any time, and so they get behind the curve. And when I say behind the curve, it means that all they're doing is being in a reactive mode, putting out fires each and every day, and they're not really doing the job of manager or teacher or being in a teaching mode. Now, it might help you a little bit to understand what are some synonyms for teaching. And I think if you'll start thinking about these, maybe you'll begin to see what I'm talking about. Here are some synonyms for teaching. Inform. In other words, you can inform everybody on your team. You can share information and ideas. Enlighten. Wouldn't it be great if we enlighten people on what are the things that successful people do? I'm actually doing that in the Manager Mojo podcast. I am trying very, very hard to make sure that we constantly are providing high quality content for you to enlighten you to the right way to do things. And how do we do that? Well, we have great guests, and then I do these teaching episodes where I go deeper into a specific topic. So I'm enlightening you. Some people would say, well, that's teaching you. Okay, I'm okay with that, and I think that's great. Another thing would be to drill. If we practice something over and over again and we're practicing it the right way, guess what? We're going to get pretty darn good at it. And that can be a form of teaching. We're drilling people on the right way to do things. Another thing that you can look at, another synonym for teaching, is indoctrinating. And every good company really indoctrinates their employees on their way of handling customers. The best companies really put a big amount of energy and money and focus on this. They want everybody to understand what it means to indoctrinate and to make sure that they take care of their customers. My favorite synonym for teaching is coaching. And coaching is the most valuable thing that any manager can master. And yet, it's the one skill that I have to tell you, it never gets done. I must say that people's idea of what coaching is really kind of messed up in itself. But here's the way that I know it just absolutely is not getting done. I have taught managers for years in leadership classes, and I continue to ask the question, do you get real coaching from your boss? I can tell you 9 out of 10 times they will answer, no, I never get any real coaching from my boss. Then when I ask them, do you coach your team? Almost 9 out of 10 will say, of course I do. Now, are they telling the truth? I'd have to tell you, when I have those same managers' direct reports in class, they always tell me the same thing. No, they don't coach. Why do they do that? Why do they believe it? It's because they don't know what it really is. They don't know what coaching is, and they don't know how to do it effectively. They really believe that coaching is a one-hour one-on-one with somebody every month or every 2 weeks or whatever. And that has nothing to do with coaching. That is not coaching. And unfortunately, most managers actually buy into that trap, and they make a mistake. So they're not teaching. Instead, what are people doing? They are dictating. And what does dictate really mean? Let's look at what most people think manager means. If you ask a lot of employees what manager means, they'll tell you that it means to manipulate. And they find that their managers are manipulating them. Now, how do I know that? Well, because I was guilty of it. When I started in management, I was horrible, and I absolutely wanted to manipulate everything to my favor. And I practiced that until I finally realized it was not working. And when I began to examine my own life, and I began to examine the fact that all that manipulation that I was doing was really and truly dictating, I had appointed myself not just the authority, but I'd also put myself in a position of judge. And when you do that, what happens is that you lose control of the respect that you need in order to be successful. And so you can't manipulate or dictate. Well, just to make sure that you get it, let's look at some synonyms for what it means to dictate. Well, the first would be to impose. Now look at the difference between informing your team and imposing on your team. When you impose, you actually are saying, do this or else. Not a good thing to do. Instead of enlightening, how about order or command people to do something? You see, that's what we do. How about decree? I ordain and decree that you will do this, you will do that. Ever heard yourself saying that? I know I did. And how about determine? You know, I found this was one of my traps when I first started. I realized that I would try to persuade people to my point of view. And I called this actually teaching and coaching, when in reality it was dictating, because here's the way it would go. I would tell them, look, I've looked at this situation and I have determined that this is the best way to do A, B, C. Now, when you start a statement with I have determined, I'm telling you all you're doing is dictating. And it took me so long before I began to realize that that's what I was doing. And that doesn't help you and it doesn't help the team. So don't be the dictator. Don't decide. Don't govern. What you need to do is to be an effective teacher, an effective leader of your team. And you're going to do that by informing, enlightening. You're going to indoctrinate. You're going to coach. You're going to help people. Another way of looking at this, and it may be easier for some of you to grasp, is that if you'll simply put their needs first, meaning your employees' need first over your own, then it hopefully for some of you it'll change your perspective. But I have to admit, a lot of us are just like me. We're hard-headed and we're stubborn and we think we know it all and we don't realize how much we don't know. I've learned to grow to love this statement, and I've learned to live by it, where early in my life I fought it. And that statement is, I don't know what I don't know. And that statement used to infuriate me because I worked nonstop to know what I didn't know. But now I have begun to really appreciate it. I don't know what I don't know, and so sometimes I have to be open to letting other people help me. And when I let them help me, they're coaching me to a better success. You see, I hire coaches all the time. I hire people to help me become better. And it is so wonderful to have people that you can talk to and say, well, I did this and it didn't work. Can you help me figure out what went on? And this is what a great manager and leader must do. They have to be willing to say, I don't know what I don't know, but I'll find out. And by simply having the attitude that I'm going to be more about teaching rather than dictating, you'll be so far ahead of your peers. Look forward to hearing your comments about this. The Manager Mojo podcast is brought to you by the graduates of the Mojo Leadership System, a proven method of refining and accelerating your management and leadership skills. Go to mojoleadershipsystem.com to learn more. In order to receive a special $250 discount on this training, enter the word podcast in the shopping cart. That's mojoleadershipsystem.com and enter podcast as our thank you for listening to the Manager Mojo podcast.